bringing it back to my house and bringing it over to your house. Let's get straight to the calls this morning, and we'll take calls and continue feeding you information on helping you think through staying in the house or moving on to the next house. TJ, good morning. Thank you for calling Rosie on the House. How can we help you, sir?
Good morning, Rosie. I have an unusual situation, and I'm hoping maybe you have a suggestion for me.
Okay.
I am having black water come in my house through the faucets.
Yeah.
And I think that there might be a crack in the main line that comes from the street to my house. But I'm kind of wondering, how can I determine that and find out what the real situation is?
Well, most plumbing service contractors will have a leak detection technology to try and find if, in fact, you have a leak. You haven't seen a big spike in your water bill. I mean, that's the number one clue.
No, sir.
Okay. Nothing. Is it occurring throughout the house, or is
Yes, it comes out through all the faucets, and it's intermittent. It's not a constant thing. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe when we're gone at work during the day, the pressure builds up, or somehow the dirt gets into the line, maybe. And that's when the problem, we notice it more at night.
And you're in Gilbert.
Yes, sir.
You know, so what are you doing for drinking water?
Well, we have an RO system.
Okay.
For one thing. And okay. Then we also have been buying some bottled water.
Yeah, I would imagine. I would do a couple things, I think. I'd call one of the Rosie certified plumbers, Ben Franklin Plumbing or Babcock Plumbing, Walker Plumbing, and run a leak detection. I'd also fill up a quart jar of water, and I'd go drop it off at All About Water and have them test the water. And when it's running black, collect some of it and have them test it and see if we can identify what in the world it is. And that may help us determine where it's sourcing from.
Right. I spoke to both of my neighbors on each side, and they do not have this problem. So
okay.
I got to believe that it's the main line somewhere.
It's unique to you, and it is throughout the house. So I'm agreeing with you, TJ. It's probably the common denominator is your supply line from the meter to your house.
Okay.
It's got to be It's got to be where you start looking, man.
Okay. Thank you, Rosie.
All right, man.
As we take a call, that opens up a line, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Rick's next on the line.
Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Rosie. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's your project today?
Well, we've had countertops put in from a big box store.
Okay.
And we had a slide-in stove, but now it won't slide in, and it's been 2 weeks. It's sitting out in the middle of our kitchen, and it won't fit in the hole for it. And they suggest to take off the legs, take off the tile underneath so it drops down because the countertops is 35 3/8. And most stoves, you know, are like 36.
Yeah.
So we just don't know what to do.
So we're dealing with a height situation, not a width situation.
Yeah, height situation, okay. Yes.
So it will actually slide in and fit in the opening. Now we just need to reconcile the height.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the unit, the slip-in unit, is higher than what the fixed countertop is.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. And that slide-in countertop has a little flange that, as you slide it in, creates a little sleeve over the existing to cover the hole in the crack between the range and the countertop, correct?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're concerned because now you're going to have that flange about 3/8 inch higher than the countertop.
Right.
Okay. Well, it's a shame that wasn't thought through and we didn't get a 3/8 inch because I don't like taking the feet off the oven, but it may be what you need to do or the range. The tile does go back into that niche completely?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I would resist removing the tile. I would probably just remove the feet and I would try and apply some kind of a rubber footing material on the frame of the range.
You would usually find that like the furniture moving section.
Exactly.
They sell a little padding for the end of feet.
Yeah, and see how low when you completely remove those feet, you may not gain all your 3/8. You may be gaining, you know, a quarter, but you'll be getting close. And then
get a cabinet stretcher, maybe bring the cabinet level up.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Yeah, yeah. Shim up the cabinets. No. Don't do that. I'm just kidding. So those are a couple of the ideas. Ordinarily, your cabinet designer would have had the cut sheet for the range and had the foresight to make sure that all the heights and the adjustments came in at least the minimum and matched. But unfortunately, at this point, Rick, you don't have very many options. Remove the feet, put on some kind of scratch-resistant rubber membrane on the bottom of the frame, so as you have to do, slide it in or out, you're not scratching that tile. I wouldn't remove the tile, because then as little things do fall back in there, it just makes it that much harder to clean. A friend took me up to his new condo at Crystal Point, which I think is one of the most beautiful high-rise buildings in all of the world. I think Crystal Point is just a beautiful building. And he said, "Rosie, while you're here, help me pull out this trash compactor." Ooh.
The beautiful place just turned into a gag a maggot fest.
It needed a little cleaning. More calls when we get back. Colette and Harlan.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.